Hello, this is Michelle Obama.
Hello, Mrs. Michelle Obama. It's Courtney Hicks from Magic 102.3. Thank you so much for taking some time to join me inside of my show today.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
All is well. Thank you so much for asking. Let's get right to it. When it comes to a decision, lots of people out there are still on the fence. Talk a bit about what is at stake regarding this particular election.
There is so much at stake. I mean, you know, we're dealing with two candidates that have a very different vision for where this country is going to go. You know, Barack has worked very hard to make sure that we have health reform. And because of that reform, millions of people's lives are being changed. They're able to afford a medical treatment that they couldn't afford in the past. They can't be kicked off their insurance because of pre-existing conditions. Our kids can stay on our insurance until they're 26 years old. Our grandparents and parents are paying hundreds less for their prescription drugs. Health reform is working for so many people, but we have another candidate who's ready to repeal that, to take all those benefits away and take us back to the place where millions of people couldn't get access to basic preventative care. When we talk about education, you know, our president has worked so hard to increase funding for Pell Grants because there are millions of students like him and me. We couldn't have gone to college if it weren't for student loans. We wouldn't be where we are today if we didn't get that hand up. You know, and we've got, you know, another candidate who basically believes that people should, you know, can do this stuff on their own, when we all know that, you know, so many of us are here, all of us are here, because so many people helped to lift us up. Barack ended the war in Iraq, is making sure that our veterans and military families get the benefits that they've earned. So many things when it comes to women. When I think about me as a woman, the kind of rights that I want my daughters to have, to be able to make their own decisions about their bodies and about their health care, that's at stake. And the economic progress that we're seeing right now, we're moving in the right direction, and there's so many wonderful signs. The unemployment rate is the lowest that it's been since my husband took office. We've got 5.1 million new jobs created under this president. You know, and that's moving from an economy that he inherited that was in deep decline. You know, we were losing 800,000 jobs every single month before Barack took office. And his opponent wants us to go back to the same policies, take away, you know, the reforms that got us into this mess in the first place. You know, so those are just some of the choices. But what I encourage people to think about now, especially in Virginia, where it's one of the states that's going to decide this election, and voting registration ends as early as Monday, that every vote really does matter. This election's going to be close. We've said that all for the entire campaign. There were going to be ups, there were going to be downs, but it was always going to be close. But every vote counts. Every vote makes a difference. And in Virginia, in 2008, Barack won that state by about 230,000 votes. But when you break that number down across precincts, that's just 100 votes per precinct. Every vote matters, and registering is critical. And the people in Virginia can decide whether we keep moving forward or whether we just sort of watch all the progress that we've made just slip away. And I know that Barack is fighting every day to make sure that everyone in this country has the opportunities that we had to get ahead and to keep moving us forward generation after generation.
One more question for you, Mrs. Obama, before I have to let you go. Here at Radio One, we've got our big One Vote, One Voice campaign ongoing to encourage those who are not registered to get registered. As a matter of fact, we've got another rally this Friday. That's tomorrow afternoon, 3 to 7, downtown Silver Spring. Lots of conversations surrounding early voting. Talk a bit about the importance of that.
Oh, early voting is critical. Thanks for bringing that up. And we're seeing some great early voting numbers in a lot of the key states. But early voting is critical, number one, because you never know what's going to happen on election day. You know, life happens. You know, you might wake up sick. You know, you might not be able to get child care. You know, on and on and on. You might forget that it's election day, especially some of our young people, where it's just, you know, they don't have schedules and calendars and things like that, like working folks sometimes. So it's just better to early vote, because then you can do it at your own pace. Instead of a day to vote, you've got several weeks to vote, and everyone can find time over the course of a week or two to find the time that works for them. So we're also encouraging our supporters to vote early so that they can spend Election Day helping other people get to the polls. You know, we're going to have a lot of new voters voting this time around, and if someone is voting for the first time, they may appreciate having a friendly hand, someone that they know standing there with them, just helping them through the process, making sure that seniors have rides or young people know where to even go for the polling place where they need to vote. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to get my vote done, and I'm going to be spending Election Day traveling around on the phone, talking to people, making sure people are getting out on November the 6th. And we want everyone to do the same.
Absolutely. Thank you, First Lady Michelle Obama, for taking some time out to talk with us this afternoon about how critical this particular election is, and also the importance of early voting. We love and appreciate you. Thanks so much for speaking with me today inside of my show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.